You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus taught us to pray with perseverance. Learn more about asking, seeking, and knocking in week 14 of our series, Redefined.
Good morning po sa inyong lahat. I'm again really delighted to be with all of you again this morning. Pero hindi ko first time to, I'm sure nakita niya yung family picture ko, but say, go ahead, let's just show my family picture. That's Pia, yung naka-blue, that's my wife, 22 and a half years na po kaming kasal. And then God's blessed us with three wonderful children. Sophia, yung naka-red na sweater, panganay, 21 years old, dyan siya sa UP Junior, nag-aaral. Si Christina is sa grade 11, dito naman sa Miriam, siya yung pinakakaliwa. She's our middle child. And then yung bunso, and our only boy is Luis, he's 16 years old, grade 10, dyan sa Victory Christian International School. Usually, nandito yung mga yan, except now they're serving in Victory Katipunan. They're also volunteers doon, so may mga kanya-kanya silang responsibilities today, so they couldn't join me this morning. But that's my family, and I hope you see them again soon back here in Metro East. So, again, good morning. Sabi nga ni Dean, we are on our 14th week in our Redefined series, which is, kung di ako nagkakamali, our longest series so far in history. I think we have maybe three more to go, and then we will conclude our Redefined series. But it's been very good because we're learning how Jesus redefined our relationship with God and with other people, okay? And He did that by actually defining what true righteousness is. Because on the other hand, yung religious leaders ng panahon nila, yung mga Pharisees, they were promoting a false righteousness based on religion. So in other words, walang relationship. It was following rules, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. And to them, that's what constituted faith. But again, Jesus was exploding all of that and correcting it through the sermon series that we're learning about the past few weeks. In fact, yung last week nga, if you remember, what Jesus was saying was that a right relationship with God allows you to see clearly, okay? God and others. And how do you see clearly? Last week, kung alala nyo, you remove the log out of your eye. I love that phrase. You will see clearly. And what does it mean to remove the log from your eyes? What? You go to God in repentance. So in other words, again, it's going to God. It's relationship. And as you remove the log from your eye, you enter into a relationship with God. All of a sudden, lumiliwanag yung mundo. Now you understand God. Now you understand others. And now you understand the world. Ang challenge lang talaga, tayo kasi, our human nature, mas gusto natin yung religion. Sa totoo lang ha, if we're honest with ourselves, we prefer religion kasi it's easier to deal with rules, correct? Diba? Than to relate with others. Pag rule ang kaharap mo o religion, walang drama. Pag tao ang kausap mo, daming drama, diba? So, mas gusto natin rules na lang. Or, on the other hand also, maganda yung religion kasi we feel in control. Kasi parang may point system yan, diba? Na medyo nasusukat mo kung asan ka na. Pero live by faith. Paano yun? Seek first God's kingdom. And then all of these will be added to you as well. Totoo ba yun? Mangyayari ba talaga yun? Next week, may tuition akong babayaran. Sa isang buwan, may utang ako kailangan bayaran. How does that work? But that's exactly the attitude that Jesus was challenging in this entire series or on the Sermon on the Mount. So this morning, we will we're continuing from last week kasi it's really one passage. Or if you think about it, actually, this is one sermon. The Sermon on the Mount is one sermon. Chinap-chap lang natin into 16 to 17 weeks. So really, tahi-tahi lahat yan, but particularly last week's passage and this week. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 7, from 7 to 12, our text for today. But we'll begin with the first two verses, verses 7 and 8. Okay, Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of this passage, di ba? In fact, ang daming teaching, ang daming libro that's written about it. Ang problema, the way this is a lot of times being taught, they pull it out of the passage. And then, tinuturo lang nila ito as a way to pray individually and personally materialistic prayers. In effect, actually, they don't use the word, pero really, the way it's being taught is, if you nag God, pag kinulit mo si Lord, makuha mo kung ano pa man yung gusto mo at kailangan mo. Kulitin mo lang si Lord, inag mo lang si Lord. In fact, may mga phrase pa nga sila, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. You know what that is? Sabi ko nga, it's back to religion. They are turning this into another form of religion. Formula. Kulitin mo lang si Lord, inag mo lang si Lord, ask mo lang siya, seek mo lang siya, knock ka lang, you will get what you want. But there's a problem with that interpretation. Again, this passage is part of an entire sermon, diba? The Sermon on the Mount. And so if you remember our entire series, before we got to this point, Jesus had already taught them that blessed are you when you are persecuted. Anger is murder. Lust is adultery. Love your enemies. If you're persecuted, you pray for them. You seek first the kingdom of God. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Don't judge. So in other words, by the time they got here, nagbi-build up yung sermon ni Jesus Christ. To the point where, by the time you got here, di ba, parang, wow, helpless na helpless ka na, Lord, kaya ko ba talaga yun? Can it really be done? Can I really seek first God's kingdom in my life? And the answer, obviously, is yes, if we seek God in prayer. So again, listen back to that whole thinking. Kung andun ba tayo, sabi ni Jesus, be perfect, be holy, you love your enemies, biglang andun ang response, Jesus, gusto ko ng iPhone 9. O pahingi ako ng Louis Vuitton na bag. Parang mali, di ba? Parang wala sa connection. It's totally out of context. That's why that teaching or that interpretation is entirely wrong. Again, the Sermon on the Mount was about laying down the righteousness, humility, the purity, the devotion that characterizes followers of Jesus Christ. And yes, we can receive it and attain it through prayer and seeking God, not by asking for material things. See, ask, seek, and knock was an invitation. Jesus was inviting us to a continuous relationship of prayer. Because in the original language, yung Greek talaga, the way Jesus spoke it, yung tense niya, was a continuous action. Kasi sa English, parang minsan lang, ask, seek, knock. Tapos na, di ba? But in the original language, tuloy-tuloy yan. It was a continuous action. In other words, keep seeking. Keep asking. Keep knocking. And after you do that, you do it all over again, continuously, over and over again. Not a single time. How many of you know you don't attain humility or righteousness or holiness with one ask? It doesn't happen that way. You have to keep seeking. You have to keep asking. You have to keep going to God. Now, really, it's not just an invitation to prayer. So if you think about it, what Jesus was inviting His hearers or us today was He was inviting us into a relationship. Because if you invite somebody to continuously ask, to continuously seek, to continuously knock, ang assumption dan is a relationship. Okay, let me explain it this way. You saw naman yung picture ng tatlo kong anak, di ba? Parang we had a family tradition na when lahat sila, they reach 13, lagpas na silang lahat ngayon eh, but when they reach 13, alam mo yun, di ba, yung piece of air, ibabihay ko sila, father and daughter, and then father and son. Maghahanap kami piece of air, kung saan yung pinakamura, we will go together. Parang it's just my way of helping them enter into, maturity, so to speak. Nung si Sophia, yung panganay ko, sabihin na lang nating this Wednesday na yung lipad namin, kasalanan ko, pagtingin ko ng passport niya today, Sunday, 3 days, so hindi pa naman expired, kaya lang less than 6 months na lang yung validity, di ba? Hindi ka pwede bumiyahe pag less than 6 months. Oh no! Paano ngayon yan? So, nakabook na, bayad, di ba? Piece of fare, di wala ka ng bawian, nakabook na lahat, areglado na, naka-arrange na, 3 days to go, there's no time na mag-renew ng passport. So, nagpunta talaga ako sa DFA, nag-apila ako dun, hindi ko na maalala kung kanina yun, parang, hindi lang yun, parang director or something. So, talaga nagmakawa ako, sir, please, talagang, ano. So, pinagbigyan naman ako, finally. So, ginawa niya, in-extend niya yung passport ni Sophia. So, nakatuloy kami. How many of you know, hindi ko kakilala yun. One-time favor lang yun. Paano kaya kung nung si Christina naman, 3 years later, balik na naman ako doon. Boss, naalala mo ba ako? Sino ka? Hindi kita kilala. And then pag ako, di ba, pinagbigyan mo na ako dati kay Sophia, ano? Tapos ginawa mo na naman, umalis ka nga dyan. Baka pinatawag pa yung security at pinalayas ako. Why? Because walang relationship. On the other hand, how many of you may mga matalik kayong kaibigan, sinabihan nyo na, bro, anytime you need anything, tawagan mo lang ako. Anytime, anything. Pag nangailangan ka, tawagan mo ako. And that's what I say to our missionaries, I'm just a phone call away. How many of you know when you say that, ibig sabihin nun, relationship. There's a relationship, and you mean it. And in fact, gusto mo that they ask you, that you're the first that they ask whenever they need anything. That's what Jesus was saying here. Pag nangailangan ka, tawagan mo ako. Anytime you need anything, I am here from you. I am a phone call, not a phone call, I am a ask away, a seek away, and a knock away. See, Jesus assures us that we can have and attain the righteousness that He talks about through prayer. Now, this relationship angle is very important. Because again, if you go back to the passage last week, the measure you use will be the measure that will be used with you. Ang context on relationship, diba? The way we relate with other people. And then later, ang concluding verse natin is, you treat others the way you want to be treated. In other words, relationship naman. So this prayer passage is sandwiched between two relational passages. What was Jesus saying here? What He was saying was, the way we relate with others comes out of our relationship with the Father. The only way we can relate with others the way Jesus explained it on the Sermon on the Mount is if we are connected to God in a relationship and in continuous prayer. Now, the wonderful news is this. Jesus promised that we can live lives that honor God through persistent prayer and dependence on God, not on our own strength. How many of you know, by the time you got here, there is no way we can do this on our own. We cannot be perfect. We cannot be holy. We cannot seek first God's kingdom. But Jesus promised. Three times He invited us. You ask, you seek, you knock. And three times He promised, you will receive, you will find, the door will open to you. That's why Jeremiah himself said thousands of years before, you will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Continuous, persistent, diligent, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. You will receive, you will find, the door will open for you. Okay, verses 9 to 11. Play natin. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Now, again, this was the first time that the Jews heard God referred to as a father. Shocking sa kanila yon. In fact, sa totoo lang, offensive sa, ano yon, heretic sa kanila yon. They were shocked that Jesus would even call God a father and then claim that we can relate to God as a father. Because again, in their religious thinking, in their religious mindset, there is no room for a relationship with God. God is not a father. Walang ganong thinking. In fact, in their religion, which is based on human wisdom, they were wrong. They were wrong about God. They were wrong about morality. They were wrong about people. They were wrong about the world. They were wrong about the law. That's why, if you remember, one of my favorite Pharisees in the Bible in Luke 18, the parable of the tax collector and the Pharisee. Remember that? May dalawa sila nasa temple. There was a sinner on the floor, on his face, sabi nga ng Bible, couldn't even look to God, was beating on his chest. What did he say? Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And then, there was a Pharisee right beside him, a religious leader. Siya yung pastor, di ba? So to speak. What did he do? Narinig niya yung sinner, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now, if you are right with God, if you have a relationship with God, how do you respond to a sinner right beside you seeking after God? You minister to him. You serve him. You point him to Jesus Christ. Instead, what did the Pharisee do? Dumistan siya pa nga, di ba? Lord, buti na lang, I am not a sinner like this guy. Why? Because the Pharisee was obsessed about rules and religion, but had no clue about true righteousness, about a relationship with God, much less about God as a father. That's why he judged instead of ministering. Again, Jesus exploded all of that religious thinking by saying, listen, God is a father who desires a relationship with his people, not a religion. And not only that, God is a father. But wait, there's more. He's a good father. That's very important to know. That God is not just a father, He is a good, good father. In fact, kung naalala po ninyo, we opened the year with a series on the attributes of God. Actually, kung malala ko ano yung title, Knowing God, there you go. And remember, I preached here on that series. When I prepared and then shared the particular message on the goodness of God, it so impacted me personally, to be honest, that almost all of my messages this year, since January, since I shared that message, lagi lumilitaw yung goodness of God. Ito nga, ito na naman, lumalabas na naman ngayon, di ba? Because it really impacted me, because I realized this. When we were studying the attributes of God, and then we talked about the goodness of God, I realized the goodness of God is the glue that holds all of His attributes together. Let me explain it this way. Di ba? We learned that God is all-powerful. He is all-wise, He is sovereign, He is holy, etc., etc. Well, if God is not good, so what if He is all-powerful, if He's not good? Aanin ko yung power niya kung di naman siya mabait. So what if He is all-wise, if He is not good? That's no use to me. But because God is good, that means His will in your life is good. That means His purposes for us are good. That means His wisdom for us is good. That means I can trust Him. That means I can surrender to Him. That means I can put all of my faith in Him. That means I can seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, kahit di ko pa maintindihan, kahit di nagko-compute sa akin, kahit hindi ako nag-agree, because He is good, and I know then that all of these things will be added unto us as well. That's what Jesus was trying to do. He was inviting them into a relationship with a good, good Father. And because He is a good Father, He will only give us what is good for us. Eh, naman good sa atin? Well, God defines what is good. Akala lang natin, we know what's good for us. See, let me explain it this way. This is the best definition of the will of God that I've ever heard. You know, when the will of God clashes or nagsastruggle tayo sa will ni Lord sa buhay natin, the reason is because we are finite and limited in our understanding. And this is a definition of the will of God. If we knew what God knows, if we understood what God understands, what we would choose for our lives is exactly the will of God in our lives. The only reason nagko-conflict yung will natin sa will ni Lord is because we cannot see from the Alpha to the Omega like God does. But because He knows eternity past to eternity future, He knows what's best for us. He knows what's good for us. And that's what He wants in our lives. And that's why, again, we can surrender to Him. See, if we apply this verse, kanina pala yung ask, seek, and knock, the way some people teach it na, sige lang, kulitin mo lang si Lord, inag mo lang, mauko mo kahit anong gusto mo. You know what that does? That makes us God. If God will do everything we tell Him to or ask Him to, di tayo yung God. Because tayo yung in authority, tayo yung in power. That's not how it works. Jesus is Lord. We submit to His will. We surrender to His will. The beauty is, He is a good Father. And His will is all perfect. That's why we live a life of faith. Because even though we cannot understand, we simply submit to His will. And that's why asking, seeking, and knocking is really not asking things. It's asking God, Lord, help me understand what You understand. Help me feel what You feel. Lord, may I do as You do. Lord, may we ask You, may I feel what You feel, may I think what You think, may I desire what You desire. That's what ask, seek, and knock means. Not asking for things, it's asking for the very heart of God. See, that's why we don't go to God with an agenda. Kaya hindi tayo pupunta kay Lord, may listahan ka ng hihingin mo. No, you go to God with a blank slate. Because you are after Him. You are asking Him. You are seeking after Him. You are knocking after God so that you desire what He desires for the world, for others, and for your own lives. Eh, Pastor Michael, paano ngayon yung mga pangangailangan ko? Are you saying, hindi na kami dapat magdasal? No, 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 that's not what I'm saying. Okay? In fact, we still need to pray. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence that we have toward Him. That if we ask anything, according to His will, He will hear us. So in other words, there are plenty of other passages in the Bible that tell us to present our requests before God. But not this one. Ito, iba yung context ito. Ang pinag-uusapan natin, let's seek God. Because as we seek God, then we will be able to relate with others in righteousness. Developing a relationship with God and others through prayer. And as we do that, as we seek Him first, then all these things will be added unto you as well. The tuition na kailangan mo, yung upa na kailangan mo, yung utang na kailangan mong bayaran, all of those will be added to you as well. So again, last week's passage and this week is basically just one long train of thought. But have you noticed the pattern? Actually, all the way from the very beginning, kung tutusin mo. But since last week to this week, have you noticed the pattern? God is always the pattern. He is the measure. He is the one we pray to. He is the one who answers our prayers. He is the giver. He is the measure of good. He is the good Father. So the question really only is God the measure of your life? The way you treat your husband or your wife, is God the measure? The way you raise your children, is God the measure? The way you treat your staff, si Lord ba yung measure mo? The way you relate with other people, is God the measure in your life? And again, if we seek Him, He will be the measure of our lives. Okay, verse 12. So, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Yun nga, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Pero yung word ni Jesus dito, so. In other words, therefore. In other words, lahat ng pinag-usapan natin should result in a righteous relationship with others. But, again, we cannot do it in our own strength. It hinges on our relationship with the Father. It's only as we seek and ask and knock on the Father continuously that we can relate righteously with others. See, when we're connected with a good Father, when all of our faith, all of our trust rests on Him, you know what that does? It releases us to minister to others. It releases us to serve others. Why? Wala na tayong agenda eh. How many of you know, sa totoo lang ngayon, di naman, a lot of times, when we relate with others, kasi may kailangan ako dyan. Kasi actually, uutangan ko yan, or no? O medyo kailangan magpalakas ako dito. You understand? But if our faith is not on man, if our faith is on God, then wala tayong ulterior motive. Then we can freely, righteously relate with other people and minister to them and serve them. We are no longer dependent on luck. We're not dependent on connections. We don't need favors. Di natin kailangan ng utang na loob. All we need is a good Father who sovereignly watches over us. Okay, so I start to close. I'd like to ask our music team just to join me up on stage. Again, in and of ourselves, we will always default to false religious righteousness, where we relate with God and others on the basis of religion leading to false righteousness. But what Jesus said is, no. You have a good Father. You can relate with others righteously. You just have to keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. Because if you do, you will receive, you will find, and the door will be opened for you. So my simple point for all of you this morning is this. Knowing God as our good Father empowers us to relate with others righteously. Now, as I close, let me just go back to verse 10. If you notice a verse 10, actually, nagulat din ako dun when I read it. Jesus called His hearers evil. Di ba sabi, if you who are evil, sabi niya, and yet in the same sentence, sabi niya, God is your Father, which makes them the children of God. So, when He called them evil, what He was referring to was our sinful nature. That lahat tayo, really, in and of ourselves, we are sinful. So how can we be sinful and the children of God at the same time? You know how? Through the cross of Jesus Christ. Because Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 says this, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith." In other words, through faith on the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, we, all of us who are evil, can become the children of God. Because Jesus Christ paid for the penalty of our sins, all of our sins, on the cross. He became sin itself in our behalf, dying on the cross because of our wickedness. But as we put all of our faith, again, in and of our own strength, we cannot do it. But as we put all of our faith in Him, all of our trust, as we ask Him, as we seek Him, as we keep knocking, we can become the children of God. Can I pray for all of you this morning before we end with a song and I turn it back over to Dean? Would you all just bow your head and close your eyes? Lord, we thank You that in You, by faith, we are children of God. Lord, we acknowledge that in and of ourselves, we are evil, according to Jesus. We are even wicked. We are sinful. We deserve to go to hell. But Lord, we thank You that because of Your sacrifice on the cross, paying for the penalty of our sins, it should have been us on the cross. But because You took our place, we can be Your children if we put our faith. And so even now, this morning, again, we put all of our faith and all of our trust in You on Your finished work on the cross. And Lord, we ask for the grace to keep asking, to keep seeking, to keep knocking, not to receive things, but so that we may know You. And Lord, we stand on Your word. We stand on Your promise that as we ask, seek, and knock, we will receive, we will find, and the door will be open for us. Lord, bless each and every person here this morning and their families. May they know You in a greater way, in a way they've never known You before. Again, we give You all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.